questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. You will hear an interview with a young hairdresser called Carlotta.
Carlotta, you're already a star hairdresser. What got you interested in it?
When I was a kid, I watched friends getting haircuts and I remember thinking how complicated it seemed. One day, I was watching this animated film. This man was cutting someone's hair, but did it really quickly and made it look so easy. I don't know why, but after that, I took a real interest in it and in the magazines I'd sometimes find around our house.
So who did you practice your hairdressing skills on first?
My sister had this fantastic long hair. It looked so nice, and I really wanted to cut it, but of course my parents wouldn't let me. My dad wanted his hair cut really short, so he let me have a go on his before he went to his usual hairdresser's. My mum said it didn't look too bad, but still didn't trust me to cut hers.
Later on, you studied hairdressing at college. What did your teachers say about you?
They recognised that the way I cut hair was very natural, which they didn't want to change. I didn't take ages thinking about what I wanted to do. I just did it. They reminded me that I needed to keep chatting, not just when people first sit down, to make it a social experience as well as a haircut.
You won the Young Hairdresser competition when you were 18. How did that feel?
It felt good afterwards, of course, but not during the competition. I'd entered very late, so it seemed like I'd only just finished reading what I could and couldn't do when I was on stage. The person whose hair I was cutting kept moving, which was annoying, but I knew my ideas gave me a chance of doing well.
At the moment, you work for a well-known chain of hairdressing shops.
That's right. You might think I'd get to cut the hair of loads of celebrities there, but none seem to come into the one I work in. I get to try so many different things, though, because our customers all want such original styles. I'll never become rich working there, but it's been great.
What do you plan to do next?
My idea of starting a training centre didn't get very far. It was too complicated. I want my own hairdressing shop, but in a more fashionable place than where I work now, so hopefully abroad somewhere. I found these great new skin creams and shampoos I can use there when I do.
Thanks, Carlotta.
Now listen again.
Carlotta, you're already a star hairdresser. What got you interested in it?
When I was a kid, I watched friends getting haircuts and I remember thinking how complicated it seemed. One day, I was watching this animated film. This man was cutting someone's hair, but did it really quickly and made it look so easy. I don't know why, but after that, I took a real interest in it and in the magazines I'd sometimes find around our house.
So who did you practice your hairdressing skills on first?
My sister had this fantastic long hair. It looked so nice, and I really wanted to cut it, but of course my parents wouldn't let me. My dad wanted his hair cut really short, so he let me have a go on his before he went to his usual hairdresser's. My mum said it didn't look too bad, but still didn't trust me to cut hers.
Later on, you studied hairdressing at college. What did your teachers say about you?
They recognised that the way I cut hair was very natural, which they didn't want to change. I didn't take ages thinking about what I wanted to do. I just did it. They reminded me that I needed to keep chatting, not just when people first sit down, to make it a social experience as well as a haircut.
You won the Young Hairdresser competition when you were 18. How did that feel?
It felt good afterwards, of course, but not during the competition. I'd entered very late, so it seemed like I'd only just finished reading what I could and couldn't do when I was on stage. The person whose hair I was cutting kept moving, which was annoying, but I knew my ideas gave me a chance of doing well.
At the moment, you work for a well-known chain of hairdressing shops.
That's right. You might think I'd get to cut the hair of loads of celebrities there, but none seem to come into the one I work in. I get to try so many different things, though, because our customers all want such original styles. I'll never become rich working there, but it's been great.
What do you plan to do next?
My idea of starting a training centre didn't get very far. It was too complicated. I want my own hairdressing shop, but in a more fashionable place than where I work now, so hopefully abroad somewhere. I found these great new skin creams and shampoos I can use there when I do.
Thanks, Carlotta.
That is the end of part 4.